The nation added 211,000 jobs last month, with strong gains across the economy. And the Labor Department says that for the first time in a decade, the unemployment rate for immigrants is lower than it is for native-born Americans. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
The economic recovery is now in its fifth year, and it continues to hum along. The Labor Department reported strong job gains in various areas last month, ranging from bars and restaurants to hospitals and professional service firms. Lynn Reeser is a top economist with Bank of America.
If we look in the service sector, here we see a broad base of support, which suggests that the recovery is not a one-trick pony.
In a separate study, the Labor Department has found something striking. The unemployment rate for immigrants has dropped more than half a percentage point below that of native-born Americans. Jared Bernstein thinks immigrants are doing better because the sectors where many of them work, restaurants, retail, and healthcare, are growing fast. Bernstein studies the job market at the Economic Policy Institute, a labor think tank.
Some of the industries where immigrants tend to concentrate their employment have done a lot better than others over the course of this recovery. Probably the best example is construction. Construction has boomed, and that certainly helps those who are disproportionately working in that sector, and immigrants fit that description.
Harry Holzer thinks another factor may be the immigrants themselves. Many are under more financial pressure than native-born Americans and are more willing to work less desirable jobs. Holzer is a professor at Georgetown University who focuses on low-wage workers.
There are a set of jobs out there that don't require a lot of skills and that pay relatively low wages. And it's in those jobs that immigrants are hungrier to get the work and employers are very happy to have them.
Usually people with less education have higher unemployment rates. And generally, immigrants have less education than native-born Americans. But Holzer says they're finding more work by focusing on a growing number of unskilled jobs.
The immigrants overcome their lower education levels by targeting themselves to sectors where education isn't that important, you know, and there is very strong demand at both the top and the bottom of the U.S. labor market right now.
Labor Department employees compiled the data by calling 60,000 households. In the interviews, they did not ask whether the immigrants were here legally or not. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.